I'm partly from there, if you didn't know. I've been there. It has many places of rich culture, joy, and light. But of course, it also hides some dark. And with a population of just over a billion, it'll be hiding low. I'm Rishu Sheth, and this is Legend. Located at the border of the Sariska Tiger Reserve in the Alwar district of Rajasthan, Bungar Fort is a 17th century fort, infamous all over India for being the most haunted place in India. Because of the numerous ghost experiences and happenings in the fort premises, villages have sprung up far away from the fort due to the fear of what lies within. Even the Archaeological Survey of India, or the ASI, has forbidden the locals and tourists from entering the fort at night. This completely ruined, haunted fort of Bungar has a very eerie negative aura to it. Several legends have attested to the paranormal happenings inside the fort. The history of the fort dates back centuries. Built in the 17th century in Rajasthan, the Bungar Fort is an ancient specimen. It is believed to have been erected by Man Singh I, one of the Navratans of Akbar's court, for his son Madho Singh I. There are always two sides to the story of Bungar Fort Rajasthan, haunted for generations. Let me relate to the story first. The two sides can wait for some time. Coming back to the dual facets, there are two stories of the Bungar Fort still surviving in the form of legends, which have tried to give meaning to the eerie atmosphere which surrounds the haunted Fort Bungar. Let's find out more about the Bungar Fort ghosts. The first legend claims that a king named Madho Singh raised the Bungar Fort after obtaining due permission from an ascetic named Bala Nath who lived there, having agreed to a condition which is said that the shadow of the fort must never fall upon the home of the ascetic. But as fate would have it, one of the ambitious successors of Madho Singh added to the fortifications vertically, thereby causing its ominous shadow to engulf the abode of the ascetic. Lo and behold, once it came to pass, the fort was doomed within no time. The alleged prophecy stood fulfilled, and the Bungar Fort became haunted. And second legend behind the Bungar Fort haunted, more popular than the first one, claims that Princess Ratanavati of Bungar was responsible for the apocalyptic situation which befell the fort. A local black magician fell in love with her. The princess is believed to have been very beautiful, and once tried to bewitch a cosmetic she was supposed to use to make her fall in love with him. The princess smelled suspicion and foiled the entire conspiracy of the black magician by pouring the bewitched cosmetic over a massive stone boulder, which then supposedly crushed the tantric to death. Before the magician breathed his last, he placed a curse upon the entire landscape that no soul would ever be able to live in peace there. The whole landscape around the Bungar Fort has been haunted since. The Bungar Fort is like other forts in Rajasthan, and is surprisingly well preserved. Its ramparts and fortifications stand amidst the ruins of the ghost town by the same name. Legends have it that the fort and the surrounding establishments around it once buzzed with life. Then something happened along a chain of other unfortunate incidents that led to the doom of the place within a concise period. No one is allowed to enter the fort after sunset or before sunrise, like I mentioned before. The entire landscape is subsumed by a pall of gloom and a chilling hollowness once the last ray of sunlight bids adieu, until its arrival the next morning. There are many local tales about the paranormal activities in the fort. It depends on a person whether he would believe it or not. It is said that the spirits roam in Bungar Fort at night, and various strange noises are heard. Also, it is said anyone who enters the fort at night will not be able to return in the morning. One always feels as if their movements are being watched, and the air is charged with a dizzying heaviness. A board put up by the Archaeological Survey of India cautions the visitors not to venture within the premises of the fort during the dark hours. The haunted fort of Bungar has several stories associated with it. Believing one of them is akin to believing that the fort is indeed haunted, and this is a tale that has been in circulation for years. There is evidence to support the claim of those who say they have tried their luck, either went missing, or weren't able to explain anything coherently. You might say that the entire episodes were mere figments of imagination by ruminating minds, but the fact remains a fact. Yes, I said, fact. Everyone loves a good horror story, especially if it's mixed with a political intrigue, brutal murder, and a lingering voice that haunts people to date. This is the story of the Shaniwar Wada in Pune, India. Shaniwar Wada is a big part of Indian history. Bajaido I built the fort, which covers approximately 625 acres of land, as his and his wife Kashibai's home. The fort is a beautiful structure built of stone and bricks. The fort has many fountains, and at the entrance of the fort, Bajairo's huge statue is made, which is praiseworthy. However, it is considered Pune's most haunted place cannot be ignored. During every full moon night, the people of Pune living around the area of the fort will always be haunted by the sound of Kakamalavachwa, or Uncle Save Me. The front where the spirit still utters the last words used by him during his last moments. This story of the Shaniwar Wada of Pune. India's best cavalry general, Bajirao I of the Peshwas, was always wanted such a residency that will not only reflect his ambitions, but will also become a solid defense system for the Peshwas. So on January 30th, 1730, Saturday, the ceremonial ritual to build the fort started by the Peshwas. Architects like Shiva Ram Krishna Devaji, Kandijai Star, and others who were considered best were involved with the designing and construction of the fort. The building was first started and made from stone, but then ordered to be made from bricks because the king can only have forts made of stone. So according to the order of King Siva, the rest of the fort was made of bricks. In 1732, the seven-storied capital was built with a total cost of 16,000 rupees. Today, guess what? That's a ton of money. And on January 22nd, 1732, in another study, it was finally opened and named Shaniwar Wada, also known as Saturday Residential Complex. Shaniwar Wada was built as a defense system for the Peshwas, but it became a place full of betrayal, greed, and assassins. First, the Wada witnessed the death of Bajirao I and the betrayal of Kashibai. It also witnessed the beautiful love story of Bajirao Mastani. The loss of Nanashabash was also seen by the fort. The fort also saw the diminishing of the three sons of the Nana Shabeb. The greed of the Andibai and betrayal of a family against family was all witnessed by the fort. The fort has suffered throughout the years and was constantly attacked, due to which it is now in ruins now. It was captured in the year 1818 at the end of the Padmavati War, and from then ruled by the British. The magnificent fort, which was supposed to be built by stone, only has a front floor made out of stone and the rest from bricks. But unfortunately, the six floors were destroyed by the British, and only the ground floor survived. Another disaster left the fort in ashes. In 1828, on February 27th, there was a fire that left the fort into nothing but rumbles and ash. The fort was later restored and renovated. The walls in the fort depicted scenes from both the Mahabharata and the Ramayana. The marble floors were covered with rugs. Ganpati Rang Mahal is the best place where the Marathas used to worship a gigantic idol of Lord Ganesh. Presently, there are 9 bastion towers, a garden complex, and various gates. Behind the stories of paranormal activities, there is a greed for power, assassination, and betrayal. After the death of Baji Rao, his son Balaji Baji Rao, or Nana Saheb, held the Maratha banner. He had 3 sons by the name Madhav Rao, Vishwa Rao, and Nana Rayanao. Nana Saheb died in the 3rd battle of Panipat, due to which Madhav Rao succeeded as Peshwa. In the war of the 3rd Panipat, Vishwa Rao died, and due to his death, the elder brother Madhav Rao also died due to heartbreak. The next in line was Nan Rayanao, who succeeded his brother at the young age of 16 years old. Due to his young age, Raghunath Rao, uncle of Nan Rayanao, was in charge of the state on behalf of his nephew. Raghunath Rao's wife, Annabadi, due to her greed for becoming the wife of Peshwa, became jealous. Nan Rayanao, to stop the conspiracies against him, started taking control slowly, and soon house arrested Raghunath Rao. But he had a very bad relationship with Gadadi, the hunting tribe. Anandabai sent a letter signed by Raghunath Rao where it was stated that he should be captured, but Anandabai changed it and sent a message of killing Narayanao. Sumer Singh, Gadadi chief, sent a group of assassins who entered the sleeping chambers of Narayanao after killing the security. Narayanao woke up from the noise, and realizing his situation, he knew that he was soon going to die. The young Peshwa tried to save himself and ran towards his uncle's chambers and shouted, "Kakamaha Vachwa," but was eventually caught and brutally killed. He was hacked into pieces and bumped into the river. So don't bump yourself too far into history, or the same might happen to you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Legend. There's a new episode every week, so stay tuned for that, and thanks for listening.